Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily.
It's Monday, everybody.
It's Monday. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can get all your sex questions and answered and figure out your entire life.
What's going on? You just had a freak out right now. What happened?
Oh,
you're looking for something?
I'm looking for something.
Some content
some
for the
content
show.
Content for the show that was not where it should be, but we're looking for it.
It's
so anyway,
good.
Happy Monday.
I know. What's up?
Oh, my God. A lot is up, people. We've got a big announcement to make.
Hold on one second. The papers are too loud. I can hear it totally.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So we've been talking about this Bravo reality TV show, Bravo TV, and I got a call yesterday morning from the network, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., and they said, we just want you to know that tomorrow it's going to be going out to the press that your show, Misadvised, is airing on June 18th on Bravo at 10 o'clock at night following Real Housewives of New York.
Huge.
Humongo, people.
It's finally here. It's been over, what, a year and a half in the making?
I mean, yeah, 2 years in the making maybe when they shot. Yeah, it's been a long friggin' time. So
long
I'm really,
time.
Really excited.
And no one believed you that the show was coming. Oh, it's a pilot or what? You're on one
Everyone's
episode?
Like, yeah, they're like, what?
Is it
what?
A solid?
What?
Nah, bitches. It's the real deal.
It's 8 episodes, and Menace will grace every episode more than once, which is kind of scary.
No.
No, he's awesome in it. And I'm really excited. So that kind of floored my day, which is exciting because we thought it was going to be September, but it's June. So you guys are going to love it. It's called Misadvised. It's about three single dating experts in different cities. Do we practice what we preach?
Yeah. I always believed it was going to be in June.
Yeah.
To be honest. After, not to say, you know, that you're hilarious and awesome, which you are, but out of everything that I saw that was going to be out there, I felt like it's they're not going to wait till September to air this. They're gonna throw it on early.
And some people say, so I think June. I think summer is good. People watch TV in the summer, Monday nights, right? They do it. So that's very exciting.
And what's cool about Bravo? They run stuff like crazy
over and over again. They're going to keep repeating it. So hopefully,
which is cool.
So everyone, get your DVRs ready. It's going to be very exciting. You're going to laugh your ass off. It's really funny.
It's going to be awesome.
So that was that. And then Friday started out when we went to Jimmy Jane. That was super fun.
Yeah, it was. I was only there for a little bit to help you tape something, but it was really cool to see how they do the whole process, like from sketches to
to make it happen.
Models and everything.
Exactly. Jimmy Jane, as you know, is one of our sponsors. We love, they're based in San Francisco. They're a homegrown company, and I've known the owner, the creator, for a long time, Ethan, and we wanted to go tour where all the magic happens. They make the most amazing sex products. We love them. They make the massage candle, and the Form 3 is amazing. So if you want to check out any of their products, you go to jimmyjane.com, you enter code SPRING, and you get $25 off purchases, $100 or more. And you can also just go to my website and click on the Emily's Picks page for Jimmy Jane. You can see everything that I love there, which is most things. So that was fun. Thanks for shooting that with us, Menace.
Yeah, and do you know, real quick, the reason I said I left you early because, and before the show, I told you there was something I wanted to talk to you about. I was looking at your Instagram, and it must have been when I was flying, but you Instagrammed a little bit, and you were showing some cleave.
I was?
In some photos, yeah.
I showed cleavage?
You're showing cleavage in
on Friday
your,
night, right?
In your Instagram, yeah.
I didn't realize that there was cleavage in that photo.
Oh, yeah, whatever. That's what they all say.
It's I'm wearing that blue dress with the sparkles on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I realized that. It doesn't look that good even. Like, it wasn't even, like, good cleavage. It was weird cleavage.
Really?
You thought it was good?
I think it was some
And then someone
cleave.
Said, you're not that cute.
Ooh, burn.
Can you delete comments from people who think you're not cute?
Yes.
No, but yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily, and Menace is White Menace.
Yeah,
all those
it
places.
Was just, it was, the photo was really blown out because you know me, I don't like using flash.
Right.
Somebody used a flash on you
and they
made you look like a ghost.
But, I was at a party.
But you were showing cleaves. And you were Instagramming.
I was at a party. At
you were
Stern
with some
Crow.
Fellow, some tall some, fellow.
My, yeah, he's my baby daddy for my dog. Yeah.
How did you...
He has her now. He has my dog now because it's a very busy
How
week.
How does the current guy you're dating deal with this? I don't know.
Oh, my
know.
God. They're like BFF. They love each other. We're all going to Mexico together.
What effing planet do you live on?
I live on a planet where you date guys, you break up with them, they become your best friends, and maybe your baby daddy to your dog, and then we all live in happily ever after.
What the F,
Oh, my
man.
God. My baby daddy was on vacation just now, and he was texting my current guy, like, all these pictures that he thought he'd like. Like, they're super tight.
That is just insane to me.
I think
I'm
that's
sorry.
Healthy.
No, it's not healthy.
I think it's totally healthy.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy that my boyfriend...
Take a survey.
That my boyfriend,
take a survey.
Okay, people, is it healthy that my ex-boyfriend, who's one of my very best friends, we dated 8 years ago, is now...
Only 8 years ago. I can understand, like, maybe you were a high school boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, 8 years ago was, like, so... It was years ago. And then we're still best friends. And then my current guy, and they get along really well, and he doesn't want to be the baby daddy to my dog. My current guy, he doesn't even like my dog, I don't think. So, and I think he likes him, but he doesn't love her. So anyway, he's got the dog right now, which is awesome. My mom's coming to town on Thursday. We're going to Sonoma for the weekend, which will be great.
Of course, totes.
But I did put cleavage. You're right. Totes, totally Sonoma. We're going to go to Sonoma Mission Inn. I'm going to have a little spa.
Yeah. Your followers are gaining on there. I looked on my
Instagram?
Way over here. Yeah, you got like 625. That's
is
pretty
that
good for somebody who just started. Yeah.
Who never takes pictures? How many do you have?
Like... 2,700 or something
Oh, my
like that.
God.
But I've been doing it for a while.
I know. And you do a lot of Instagrams.
Yeah.
So, and then we've got that. And then we've got to mention that. That's what we're going to mention. Okay. How is Vegas?
Vegas?
I'm surprised you showed up and you're not in jail.
I know. I loved it. I went a little too hard in the first day.
That always happens. It's such a rookie move.
No, it's just I was tired. I didn't get a chance to eat. The moment I landed, we went and saw Elton John.
In concert?
In concert, and it was effing amazing.
Wow.
He just played hits after hits, and it was funny. The first thing he gets on stage while the band's playing, first thing he says, I just like to tell everybody that I fucking hate my management, and they're all fucking fired. And then he goes and he sits down and then he starts playing the piano. But he's joking.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like a, you know, when you see comedians and they have like a stool with some water and ice and stuff like that. And that was like off to the side. So after he plays his first song, he goes there and he takes this stool and throws it across the stage and ice and water flies everywhere. And he goes, that's how I feel about my management. And then he starts playing again. And then he gets up just randomly during songs and throwing the stool again. Like he had like people would go and clean it up and then set it back up. He did it 6 times throughout the show.
Why though? I don't get why.
He's just being funny.
It's funny. He's funny. Okay.
Oh, he's
good.
Hilarious.
All of his hits. I love when they play their hits.
Yeah. Just nothing
like,
but hits.
You're like, I don't want to hear your new shit.
No B-sides. It was just all hits. And then I saw Cirque du Soleil, Elvis. It was
Elvis?
It was all Elvis music.
Where was it at? Not the O.
At Aria.
Okay.
The new Aria. And
that's cool.
All
it was
Elvis
amazing.
Music. And these guys, I don't understand.
I know.
Like, there's no like padding. It's just like, imagine trying to do a backflip you'll probably love this, but imagine three guys standing on top of each other, like on their shoulders, right? Three guys high. And then they take this like little guy, they throw him up in the air. He does a backflip and lands. So it's four guys high.
That's crazy.
It's like, imagine like doing that on like a wood floor. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
there's
I know.
No like padding
I know.
Or anything.
They're amazing. I've seen Cirque du Soleil a bunch. It's crazy.
It was insane.
I know.
And then I went to the Wicked Spoon, which is a top-notch buffet, you know, at the Cosmopolitan. You got to check it out. And then I went to Fremont Street, Old Vegas. Never been there before, and it was amazing. Loved
That's
it.
So cool.
And then I'm going back next weekend.
Did you meet any babes?
No babes. I was with my friends. We weren't really...
Any girls were you
I was with two girls.
Oh, that you hook up with?
No.
Just girlfriends?
Just girlfriends.
Okay, and you're going back next week. I could not do Vegas 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
That's
so I'll
crazy.
Be back, and then I'm going there for a bunch of Billboard award stuff. And
oh, fun. And you leave on Friday?
Yeah. But this time, it was a nightmare. I haven't not taken a non-direct flight in over 15 years.
Yeah.
And then since I'm doing 8 flights within this month, I was like, oh, I'm going to save some money and try a non-direct flight. Effing
worse.
Nightmare, man.
Did you stop in LA or something?
No. Guess where I stopped? I stopped in effing Phoenix, man.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, I can do this. No.
No, it's bad because you're like, you want to get there. You want to get there.
Yeah, and it was a nightmare. You, like, and you want to get home. It was crazy. There was so many stuff I won't even share, but it was just, you would be disgusted with some people I had to sit next to.
Oh, my God. But at least you made it
this
there.
This one
okay.
guy, I seriously almost punched him in the face.
Seriously, what
it was
happened?
A 20-year-old kid.
Really? Why?
I'll share it real
obnoxious?
Quick.
Okay.
So I get on the flight. I'm sitting on the aisle seat. I get on there first, and this kid comes up and he goes, "Oh, I'm sitting over here." I go, "Okay, cool." So I get to stand. I stand up and try to walk into the aisle, and he's blocking the aisle. I go, "Move out of the effing way, dude, so I can get out of the way." And then so I was like, "Fuck it!" I just jumped over my seat. The guy walks in, and then the guy that's sitting in the middle, he walks in right after him. So we all sit down. We're sitting down for a minute and a half. Then the kid goes, "Sorry, buddy, I gotta go pee." What? After a minute and a half.
Right.
Then he goes,
annoying.
Yeah, then he goes out and he goes pee. He comes back, and then we're getting onto the runway. This guy decides to start picking up his phone and calling somebody. And then the flight attendant goes, "Hey,
can't do that."
Yeah,
maybe
already
he's
said,
never flown before.
No. He's just a freaking
idiot.
The world's most annoying person. Then he starts dialing, starts trying to call somebody, and the flight attendant's like, "Hey, you can't do that." He goes, "Oh, okay." Then once the flight attendant walks away, he tries to get on the phone again, and the flight attendant comes back. He goes, "Hey, you can't use that right now."
Right,
you know?
Not legal.
And he goes, okay. He's still trying to talk on the phone, and then finally, like, he got the guy to stop, right?
Right.
Then we take off. We're 10 minutes in the effing air, okay? Then the kid says to me and the guy sitting in the middle, goes, "Hey, hey guys, can I ask you a huge favor?" And you can totally say no, it's cool. But can you buy us some alcohol? I'm like, F you, man. I'm ready to murder you violently.
Right,
there's no way I'm gonna let you.
So you said no?
No. I'm not gonna buy this a-hole.
Right.
Some...
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What'd the other guy say?
The other guy's like, "No way.
No way, you jerk ass. That's annoying. I can't stand people on the airplane. I have a rule.
Yeah.
When I fly, I do not look left. I do not look right. If I'm in the middle, whatever, I don't talk to anybody because I do not want to make friends on the airplane because it's my one time where I can get a lot of stuff done. My phone's not ringing. I can focus and I don't want to make new friends and I don't want to talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I love talking to people.
Oh, I hate it. I'm like, I don't want to know your whole life story, never see you again. I don't care. Because I'm uber productive. Like, I just want to take like a 15-hour flight.
Everyone's gonna think you're stuck up. Does people try to talk to you?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. But if I could fly for 15 hours straight somewhere, I would get everything done on my to-do list because my phone won't be ringing, my whatever, and yeah. I love flying. And for that reason.
Man, no, but I befriended this old couple. They were cool. We talked about Arizona.
You're a nice person.
And stuff like that.
You're nicer than I am.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Not really nicer than I am.
No, I'm nicer to everybody else. Just, you know, I give you a hard time.
I know you take
it to heart, God.
I know. That's why people like making fun of me, I think, because I do take it.
Yeah.
I take it so deep. So today's show, we'll be talking about 7 dating disasters, the type of people that you should not date. We'll also be talking about some sex in the news and some emails from the people. Mm-hmm. So I went to a party at Stern Grove on Friday night. Have you ever been out there, Stern Grove?
Isn't that in Los Angeles?
No, it's near where you used to live. It's on 19th and Slope.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there's a place in LA called
Stern Grove, or something like that. Music festivals, but they have this
house. Oh, yeah, yeah. Isn't it like super cold there?
Yes, but it was indoors. Because I wasn't going to go. I'm like, I don't do outdoors in the evenings in San Francisco ever. But there was a house and it was fun. It was a birthday party and I wasn't invited, but I went with a friend who had a plus one.
Wow.
Whatever. It was really fun and I drank and I needed to get out of the house because I've been working my butt off. So it was fun. Uh-huh. It was a good time. But I don't know. I was just sharing that because Stern Grove.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. There was something else. I don't know what it is right now, so I can just get into
it. Do anything else over the weekend?
Friday night, I went to that party. Saturday day, I went to the office all day long, and I worked.
Really?
Yes. And I Saturday night, I worked as well. It was not very fun. And then Sunday, I went to Dolores Park. Even though it was cold. Dolores Park is like this park in the city that everyone goes to.
It's getting packed, man.
It's packed every weekend. But I went, met some friends, had to do the dog exchange, had to hand the dog off to the baby daddy.
Wow.
So we had some wine.
How does he deal with it?
But all my friends are going to like stop drinking for a month. So I don't know.
Really?
Again. So I don't know how I think about that because I'm not a big drinker. But I was thinking of doing that. So then we drank yesterday a little bit. So it was fun. It was a nice weekend. And I'm just excited about all the good things happening.
Yeah, man.
In my
you're going to be on TV, dude. That's crazy. A national television show.
I don't even know how to process that.
On a popular network. Like, it's not like you're going to be on some local television station or something or like a network that people don't really watch. Like Bravo is a pretty big effing network. Anything that I blog about Bravo is huge.
I know. It's big, and today Bravo sent out – you saw the press release they sent out. And they described the first episode where I say monogamy is an epidemic, but then my brother comes to town.
Oh, can you read it? Do you have the press release?
Yeah, I can read it. I can read it right now. Should I read the press release? Do people care?
Yeah, while you're pulling that up, I want to say what's up to Brianna, who I actually went to high school with. She lives up in Seattle, and she hit me up on Facebook, says she found the podcast, and she loves it.
No way. She just found it and didn't know it was you?
I don't know how she found it. I mean, you know – I don't know how she found it, but she found it.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to think how she could possibly find it.
How would you randomly if people like sex? Okay, here's what the press release says for Misadvised.
Okay.
It's just coming up right now. It's by NBC Universal.
Yeah.
Wrote this press release and it says, Bravo Media premieres Misadvised, a docu-series about three single relationship experts who make a living dispensing dating advice but struggle to make their own love connections on Monday, June 18th at 10 p.m. Partnering with Relativity Real and Ashley Tisdale's Blondie Girl Productions, the series follows Julie Allison in Los Angeles, Amy Laurent in New York, and Emily Morse in San Francisco as they maneuver through the dating world disregarding their own advice, which is not true. When it comes to falling in love, these experts need to practice what they preach. In the premiere episode, dating columnist Julia Allison makes a big move to Los Angeles on the quest to find Mr. Right with a 73-point checklist to guide her. Julia is ready to settle into a storybook romance of her dreams. Matchmaking maven Amy Laurent has built an empire in New York City by bringing perfect matches together, all thanks to the rules. But when an old flame comes back to town, she struggles to follow her own guidelines. Finally, radio host and sex expert Emily Morris is on a life mission to help people have better sex. She proclaims that monogamy is an epidemic, but when her happily married brother comes to visit, Emily admits that she would be open to falling in love. That's the first episode preview.
Nice.
And Menace is in the first episode giving me shit. It's funny.
What? No.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm nothing but a sweetheart.
You're amazing in the show, actually.
No,
hilarious.
No.
Okay. So,
it sucks because you got to see a lot of the footage. And
I did. I got to see a lot of it.
I didn't get to see any.
I know, but you will. Okay. We're going to have a screening party, too, in the city if you're around, but I don't know where yet. All right, let's get into some sex and news.
Cool.
Okay. robot prostitutes. It's only a matter of time. Sex robots will revolutionize the sex tourism because they do not spread disease and they can't be sold into sex slavery. These are just two of the advantages of robot prostitutes who will be edging out their human competition in the sex tourism market by the year 2050. Many believe there is no way sex robots can replace sex workers because there is no way to duplicate sex. However, according to research, sex tourists will shell out about 10,000 euros for services ranging from massage and lap dances to full-on robo intercourses. Who the hell's going to want to sleep with a robot? But the same people who are going to want to sleep with a, no, people are, a fake vagina.
Yeah. People are doing dolls all the time. I don't know if you ever go on this thing called YouTube and you type in some robots.
What is this YouTube that you speak of?
But in Japan, man, they're making some pretty insane stuff. And there's
it's like real looking, right?
Yeah, they're lifelike robot women and guys and stuff like that. And they look pretty legit. And they're talking about 2050.
That's a long time away.
That's a little while away, but right now it's still pretty lifelike.
People do what they have.
And the question is, would you have sex with a male robot if a robot would be able to?
I have to see his penis first. Really? They must. If they're making a male robot, he must have a nice, robust penis.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. I don't think I would. It's not on my list. It's not on my bucket list, but for research, I would.
Yeah, but what about if the robot just like complimented you constantly?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they could program him to say, you look really hot, you look really pretty, nice rack, that kind of thing?
Oh, you look amazing today.
Oh, maybe I would.
Yeah, now you're open.
Much.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because my ex baby daddy was telling my current, like, just compliment her all the time. Like, he was saying the same thing. I love compliments. What the hell?
And you know what? What's cool about the robot, you don't have to ever feed him. You don't cook. You have no food in your house. It's perfect.
I know.
It's a match.
I have no food in my house. I almost starved yesterday.
It's a match made in robot heaven.
That is a match made in robot heaven. Okay. Women violates penal law.
Okay.
Upstate New York police are buzzing with anger after a woman threw a pink sex toy that hit an officer in the head.
Oh, no.
The cops went to the home of Lisa, age 47, on a complaint of an unwanted person in the home. Anderson threw a pink sex toy towards Officer Jonathan Pitts and struck him in the forehead. The cop was not injured, but he handcuffed Anderson and charged her with a misdemeanor. Okay, I want to know what kind of sex toy it was. It could have been a Jimmy Jane because a lot of their sex toys are pink.
Well, she's lucky that she didn't get shot, man.
Why was she? Was she masturbating? Like, why'd she have a sex toy in her hand?
Maybe she just had it, like, laying around and she just threw it at the cop.
That's crazy.
Like that. But, yeah, she's lucky, man. People have gotten shot for less.
I know. Oh, my God. I have an awful story that I might share after this. Okay.
Okay.
Study says men like cuddling more than women. I was shocked by this one.
I like cuddling. It's just like at certain points, I just don't like.
Menace likes cuddling for 35 seconds.
No, I just like it. I like cuddling when we're not having sex. After sex, I don't want to cuddle. It's just too hot and sticky and get the F off me, man.
Well, experts at the Kinsey Institute recently conducted a study of straight middle-aged couples in long-term relationships. Among the findings was a surprising fact that frequent kissing and cuddling was a major predictor of happiness for the men in the relationships, but not for the women. The study also revealed that men who had a higher number of sexual partners were less likely to be happy with their current sexual situation. Mm. That just shows that we have too many options, too many sex partners, and it's ruining people's sex life.
Yeah, so you should get married.
But I'm surprised.
Emily.
I might. I'm surprised that.
Oh, you might. Wow.
I might get married one day.
Wow.
I just want to register and get new knives or something.
Oh, that's what's going on.
I'd like
you want all the
gifts.
Benefits.
I just feel like I've been to so many weddings. All my friends got married. A lot of my friends are not. That's not true. Half my friends are married. Mm-hmm. I've thrown them parties, bachelorette parties, bought them presents.
It's fun.
What the hell have I gotten?
Nothing.
I need new knives. Toaster oven.
You can be like a Kardashian. Just get married for like 40 days or 70 days, whatever it was.
Right.
Just do that. And you can keep all the gifts.
That's just where I feel like I should get the gifts. But I don't know that I want to get married.
I got to turn on the fan. You keep on talking.
Okay. Women injured during sex on business trip gets workers' compensation. Wow. She was injured having sex. An Australian female won compensation for an injury sustained while having sex on a business trip. The Australian federal court ruled she was entitled to a compensation claim for facial and psychological injuries.
What?
Suffered when a light fixture fell off the wall and on top of her in a motel room where she was having sex. The woman suffered injuries to her nose, mouth, and a tooth from the glass hitting her face. Because the woman had been on a business trip, the judge made the decision to compensate her for the incident.
This is a bunch of crap, man.
Would you ever want your boss to know that you were having sex on a business trip and then the chandelier hit you on the head or whatever the hell it was?
Well, I'm a guy, so it's probably different. Like, my bosses would probably give me props or something like that.
I mean, silently, they would probably. I know.
But I don't believe that she should have gone after her work. That I think that's totally wrong. I think she should have gone after the hotel who had a chandelier that wasn't properly installed.
I know. Well, that's true, too. And she probably didn't have to mention she was having sex. She could have said she was lying on the bed reading a book.
Yeah. But maybe she was pulling on the chandelier. Maybe it's her fault.
Maybe she had a sex swing attached to it or something.
Yeah, but I think that's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just wanted to share that. Do you have any other sex in the news? Anything pop culture? Have you been watching
TV? I had
TV?
Something. I honestly flew in, got home at midnight, and then I had to be on the radio at 6.
That's crazy. All my friends hear you. They're like, I heard Menace on the radio this morning.
Are you serious?
All my friends hear you.
What?
They're like, it's Menace on the radio.
That's crazy.
I know. Isn't it funny?
You don't listen, though.
Well, I'm not awake.
Fine. I'm just saying. If you were on the radio.
I listen, but I'm never awake in time.
If you were on some radio station that I can just pop on and listen, I would listen. I listen to the podcast. You don't listen to the podcast.
You listen to the podcast after the podcast?
Not right.
I've
after
had to go back.
To
so I'm going back and like I'm going to post a bunch because we have 433 shows and only like 136 are available now. So I've been going back to the olden days and looking
the
at
old timey,
the old timing podcasts with you and I at all of our old stuff. And they're pretty funny. There's some good shows that those will be available to people soon. And
that's
you're going to
cool.
laugh your ass off. You can kind of see the progression of our relationship.
I
Menace
know.
Used to not talk. That was better.
Okay, then I'll just stop talking.
I'm just kidding. No, it was awesome. Okay, we've got some emails.
From the peeps, my favorite.
Yeah, thanks everyone for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Oh, I got to apologize. I know people are emailing trying to meet up with me in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, someone emailed you.
I apologize. Was it for this weekend or was it for next weekend? Because I mentioned I was going to be both weekends.
Oh, did you respond to the email?
I didn't have a chance to look at it because I was really in a rush
Menace.
To get out
someone
of town.
Someone was like, oh my God, my boyfriend's obsessed with Menace.
And I apologize.
Maybe you should just let him have the illusion of not actually meet you.
Why? I'm a party when you meet me.
I'm just kidding.
So I apologize if I missed you in Vegas over the weekend. If you're going this weekend, then I am willing to do some meetups. There's actually going to be a lot of listeners from like a bunch of shows that I've been on that are actually going to be in Vegas this weekend.
Because you're going for a concert?
I'm going for the billboard thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And then so it just happens that a lot of people are going to be in Vegas. So I think that you should go too. You should just come out.
My mom's here this weekend.
Let loose. Bring your mom.
Ugh, she wouldn't like
She'll
it.
She'll be a party.
She wouldn't like it.
I'll take her to all the great places.
That'd be fun.
I'll take her to see Manilow. I want to see Manilow. Donnie Marie are playing.
Barry Manilow?
Yeah.
I love Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, when you kiss me, stop me from shaking.
See? You guys would have a grand old time. And Donnie Marie.
I know. I saw them all over Vegas when we were there.
God, I would love to see Donnie
Everyone
Marie.
Just kind of like dies and ends up in like Las Vegas burial.
No, they go get
burial.
Paid.
They make a lot of money. But
they
it's
get
like,
paid.
You don't go to Vegas until your career is almost over.
And you just cash out.
You just cash out big time. But that's fine. Whatever. I'll go there. We'll be doing, Menace and I will be doing a show
doing
in Vegas
podcasts.
Soon.
Well, that's the dream for
That is
for
our dream.
You.
On the road.
And I kind of came along.
You're
going to
kind of come along. We're going to go on the road.
I would love to do the podcast on the road. I mean, let's say, you know, you do the television show. It blows up and millions of people. Don't worry. We'll remember the OG.
I'm going to remember
original,
our peeps that are
original
listening
listeners
right now.
That
I know
been,
there's going to be a bunch of new people that we don't know.
There's, you know, people that just jump on. But would love to do the show like on the road and just have people come out and watch it. And we can actually like drink and party. And it would be a good time. You
I know.
Know.
I'd love it. We'll get drunk.
Yeah.
Like the time we did that other show drunk. That was fun.
What? No. Yeah.
Can't talk about that.
Wasted.
We were wasted. Okay. But it was a good show. I listened.
Yeah.
We didn't sound dumb. We didn't sound that dumb.
Oh, really?
You did a little bit. I didn't.
Well, no, you're trying to keep me in check. I was
you
being a little
like,
more vulgar than usual.
You were like, oh, my God, what did you say?
I was talking about, like, dropping loads on chicks or something like that.
Yeah, you were just crazy, out of control. Okay, emails. Dear Emily, I'd like to preface this by saying that I agree with Menace on probably 85% of the issues you two disagree on.
Don't you notice the trend lately of like everything
I don't know
saying?
Why I'm reading this, but I don't agree with his definition of hooking up. Well, I think it can include sex. It does not necessarily mean sex. For me, it generally implies everything that is more than kissing and less than intercourse. But it seems that definition has evolved over the years to include sex also. I do agree with him, however, that it is something women use to remain ambiguous about the details of their sexual endeavors.
Goddamn right.
Keep up with the good work. Love the show. Rob from New York, New York. He's a Friends with Benefits member. Okay.
That's...
Who the hell agrees with you 85% of the time?
A lot of people.
I won
the hookup battle on Twitter.
No, you didn't.
I got way more people tweeting saying that hooking up is sex more than hooking up is just, it could be just making out. I did. Do you want me to tally the tweets? I will
no,
go
don't
do that.
Tally.
I have
We're
extra
busy.
Time on my hands.
But we have this issue that, like, if you say I hooked up with this person, does it mean you had intercourse or does it mean you just, like, felt their boobs or something?
Boobs.
I think it's first, second, and third base.
No.
Whatever. Okay. Hey, Emily, I find it hard to. Or get to come, ejaculate, during intercourse or oral sex. Hand jobs usually work, and sometimes if she is on top, that works too. I've no trouble getting and staying hard, but we usually both wear out before I get there. Any advice? I've seen two doctors, and all they've done is prescribe Cialis. This is incredibly frustrating. I hope you can help. Okay, so it's kind of common that men are unable to orgasm during intercourse or oral sex, but it's nice that hand jobs work for you because hand jobs can be great. A woman can give you a hand job, use lots of lubes, both of her hands. And I was just wondering if there's any – how are you able to orgasm during masturbation? I'm wondering if you're able to masturbate yourself to orgasm and then if it's only a problem in the bedroom because – a lot of times it gets in our head. It's sort of a psychological issue, and you're so afraid you won't be able to come that you won't be able to come that you won't be able to come because it's in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say practice while you're masturbating and see, like, what you do. Like, what are the moments when you're about to masturbate? Are there things that you could do? There's nothing wrong with having sex, getting her off, pulling out, having her give you a hand job or something, and then you orgasm. Like, a lot of women can't orgasm during intercourse, but... there's other ways to do it. Men go down it or whatever. But I think it's good that you've seen two doctors. I would see two more. I don't know. If you don't want to take any meds, Cialis seems to work. But I don't know that Cialis is going to help you orgasm. I'm sure this is really frustrating. And I understand. I would just say that you got to work. You got to work. Have you guys ever happened to you, Menace, that you weren't able to orgasm? No, you probably are always able to orgasm. When you drink too much,
I've had
maybe.
That much. Yeah, probably drinking too much. But I didn't have whiskey wiener. I was able to stay erect. I just, you know.
I was with a guy once who just took him 45 minutes, and that was a thing. Like, it just took him that long or an hour. And mm-hmm. It is kind of frustrating. And I think that in your situation, just like women who can't orgasm during intercourse have to use a vibrator, they have to have their partner go down on them, they have to do other things, I would say for you that there's if a hand job gets you off, then pull out, have her give you a hand job after she has an orgasm or however you get her
fellatio.
Off, and you're fine. Fellatio. What? Fellatio doesn't work either.
Mm.
Oral sex doesn't work for him. I got to look into this more.
He really
but I
gets
think,
to think what actually turns him on and start thinking about
can
that.
Can you start fantasizing exactly during sex? What do you think about when you're masturbating? Because that's the key that I need to know here. Are you able to masturbate and get off in 10 minutes, 5 minutes? Guys can usually get off really quickly during masturbation, right?
Yeah.
How quick?
As quick as they really want to go.
How long do you usually go?
It just varies. It depends on like how long you want to go. If you're like, oh, I only got like a couple minutes.
Okay.
Then you just knock it out.
Right. So if you can think about what you think about when you masturbate or some other fantasies, and also maybe there's some other stuff that you need. Maybe there's a kinkier side to you. Maybe you want to be dominated. Maybe you want to be the dominator. Maybe you want her to be the submissive. I mean, maybe there's other things you could do. Maybe there's some of your fantasies and you want to bring them into real life. Maybe those will get you off. Maybe you just need a little more stimulation.
What was I going to say? I'm trying to think of like some...
Doctors don't know. Doctors don't know.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another way. But we've pretty much recommended everything you can do, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. That's a lot of recommendations. And I do, again, so much of sexual issues are
rocks.
In our head. Our hot rocks are awesome.
Yeah, maybe try some hot rocks.
Hot Rocks is amazing. It's a natural libido enhancer. It's Hot Rocks, R-A-W-K-S. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and it gives men more stamina, harder erections, and more intense orgasms. The pills take a little while to kick in, but I've been taking them, and I've definitely noticed an increase in my libido. So check it out. 30-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose there.
Or try Ejaculoid.
No, that doesn't. Does that even exist? I can't remember.
It does. I mean, I've never seen it in person, but they sold it in the Castro, and one of my coworkers saw it, and we started talking about it. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna just try it." And then he bought it, and he said it increased his
load. But he's having a problem actually going over and having.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, if you're backed up, maybe it'll be easier. We're trying to work it out.
We're trying to work it out here, John. John, we're doing our best. John's from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, my favorite. I love Chicago.
Okay, hi, Emily. I just want to say thank you for putting out your iPhone app for Kegel exercises. It's great to see the reminder and do my Kegel at work and with headphones. It has helped improve my sex life and awareness of the different muscles around my groin, perineum, and prostate and get better with using them. I've also started dating a sex therapist. More than dating, I've become poly along with her and her husband and becoming her secondary primary partner. I think the work you guys do in the field is monumental. You truly help improve lives. I do have a question for you, though. Have you thought of either creating a new app or adding onto your Kegel app some sort of tongue exercises? Having a daily reminder, guided exercise, and increasing difficulty levels is very helpful. I struggle the most with remembering to do the exercises. If you did something like that out there, I would definitely pay for that product. Much love and thank you for you all have done in helping me along my journey. Best wishes, Aaron. Oh, that's so sweet. I have an app called Kegel Camp. It's for men and for women, and it strengthens your PC muscles, which actually might not be bad for John in Chicago, Illinois, with his issues. But Kegel exercises, doctors prescribe them. They're good for men and women. And the best thing about my app, besides the sound of my voice walking you through it, is the fact that there is a daily reminder. It says every day, time for Kegel Camp, and you do it for 5 minutes, and your sex life will improve. That's what I've got.
I'm still working on the dumb truck, everybody. I've gotten thousands of emails from across the country.
No, you have not gotten thousands of emails.
About the development of the sex toy that I'm coming out with called the dumb truck. And the fire issue is gone, but now it's just, you know, trying to find the power to last.
That's so sexy, the dumb truck.
Yeah, just the power. I really want to try to go green, maybe some solar power.
Yeah.
For it. Yeah.
Solar power. And solar power. I've heard of solar power vibrators, but that's,
no way. Well, they probably have to have like a solar power stand or something.
Yeah, Menace, I think you should do it. It's $1 million idea. It's time to do it.
Let's do it.
Stop talking about the dump truck and just
be about it. All right.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the 7 dating disasters. If you find yourself dating any of these 7 types of people, you should run for your life. Now, I'm not saying you should run and you should totally break up with them, but just notice, are you dating anyone with these traits? And it could be the problem. So first is the karma chameleon. This is someone who changes themselves for every relationship based on the other people's influence. Unfortunately, some people tell lies or exaggerate to seem better than they think they are or appear more likable. They pretend to be more honest, more successful, kinder, younger, and non-smoker when they are a smoker and more empathetic than they really are. So how do you recognize this person? This is the kind of person who, you know, you just notice that you bring them with your friends. They're one person. Then you introduce them to your boss. He's another person or she's another person. So have you ever dated anyone who kind of changed in all different types of situations?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay. The next is who's the boss? This is someone who feels that the way they think and operate is the right way to live. Anyone who doesn't understand this can't fit around their lifestyle, and opinions of how they think others should behave towards them is wrong and needs change. These people are overly sensitive to their own needs, and they think they are incredibly kind and caring towards others. They will gently or otherwise demand that you act the way they think you should, and if you don't, they sulk or shut you out until you apologize and come by the way they're thinking. These are like more like traits in people.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with people like this in my life.
I talked to somebody just recently, and they're in a relationship, and they're trying to figure out living with each other because one of them is not really into compromise.
Yeah.
But that person hasn't lived with somebody before. They don't know how it works in a relationship. You have to be able to compromise.
It's all about compromising. Yeah. It really is. And someone who thinks that everything's right their own way, like I can't stand someone like that for more than 5 minutes. I don't, you know, who thinks they're always right. You're kind of like that, but.
Yeah, but at least I am right.
Oh, God, this is the problem. Don't date Menace. No, just kidding. Okay, the aesthetic seeker. This is the type of dater who chooses a potential date based on covertly analyzing via Google or Facebook that their date's partner suitability status, finding out if possible the person's credit score, score, social, business, and lifestyle status, and their vulnerability to psychological manipulation. Their catch cry, how can this person improve my lifestyle ambitions? So this person's only after you for what they think you can offer, and they're mm-hmm. not really into them. They're not really – they're like using you.
Yeah.
So how do you spot this person? They know way too much about you on the first date, and they're always trying to like come along with all of your adventures.
Or they bring up things – that you do, and they're like, oh, I'd love to go.
Yeah, I want to go with you. I want to be with you. Yeah. I want to whatever. Don't let them use you. Okay.
I don't know. I can spot those a million miles away because I'm around them all the time.
Me too. Really, people who like suck up to you because they think that you can do shit for them.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Okay. We don't like those people. The codependent. This is a big one. The person is constantly seeking your approval and reassurance that you like them and want to be with them. They look for ways for you to pay them compliments, ask for your opinion, and as they don't seem to have a solid one of their own, they call, text, or email you excessively prior to the first date if you've met online. It's sweet in the beginning, but these people are space invaders. You will soon get sick of their catch cry, hi, it's me again. So codependency is a much larger issue, and it's when one person has certain like weaknesses and the other person sort of gets off on them. So it's like, man, it's if you were an alcoholic and we were dating and I would be like, make my life your alcoholism, like that would be my problem. Mm-hmm. And it's really unhealthy way to attach to people because you should keep your own dependence and not make the other person's problems your own. It's okay to have concern or empathy, but when you become like that like ever present force that's just like constantly obsessed
with
someone
else, and then you totally screw up your own life trying to help them and then two people are effed up. Like,
exactly.
I've gone through that before where I see somebody that I'm with, like, struggling through something, and I'm not focusing on what I have to do to get
by. Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm trying to help them out.
So you were codependent then. You were being the codependent trying to help out this person.
Yeah. I've done that actually, like, two times in relationships.
Yeah, it's not. It's a common look it up at people if you think you're in a codependent relationship, because there's actually, like, support groups like AA. It's like called like Codependence No More. There's a book called Codependence No More, and
it wasn't really a drug issue, but it was just like
drugs is the first thing that came to my mind, but it could be anything.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, somebody in their career, or they're like going through school or anything like that,
and you're
like,
help them
like finish their projects or something like that, and you're like, fuck, you know, you have a full-time job,
right?
You have things that you have to do too. And it's like taken away from that. And then that screws you up.
And sometimes it's the absence of your own pleasure. You almost, in a codependent sort of, they don't want to look at their own issues. So they want to project it all like, oh, I don't have any. I'm just going to look at your issues. So I take care of you, my partner, and not my own stuff. So it's just not happening.
And I went through it once like hardcore and I learned my lesson. And then I was going through it again in another relationship. And then what's cool is I learned from the first one.
That's
so
great.
I just knew when to bail.
That's so good. I mean, so many people keep dating the same type of people over and over again. And we're going to do a show on that, too. We have in the past, but also relationship patterns. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. So, okay, the next one is liar, liar. This type of dater is emotionally dangerous. They tell stories and half-truths to conceal what's going on in their life. They won't discuss in detail their past, and their life is supposedly full of huge money-making opportunities they are working on, frequently dropping names of influential people they know to make themselves look important. Keep you away from meeting their family and only introduce you to a select group of their friends in a way to ensure you don't get the story on them. They usually avoid prolonged eye contact when in conversation, and when questioned or pulled up in inconsistencies, quickly change the subject or bring up a diversion, usually something that you have done wrong in the past. Their catch cry is, how can you not believe me? I dated this kind of guy. He was like a liar. He was making all this money, blah, blah, blah. And like I never met any of his people and he was a total freak.
What's scary is I feel like I have some of those traits. Not the lying part and not the looking in the eye part. But it's kind of hard because, you know, if you work in entertainment, you're around Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa or Katy Perry and stuff like that. And it feels like if you're not talking to somebody that works in the same industry, it's that you're name dropping,
right?
You know?
That's
and it's
the
like,
only
how
thing.
Do I talk about how Katy Perry came into my work and drew a dick on the bathroom stall? Like, how do I do that where it feels like I'm not name dropping?
You do name drop.
How do I do it without? How do I tell a story of what's going on without feel like I'm name dropping?
I guess Well, if that's the only thing that you're not.
This is what I do for a living. These are the people that I'm around.
I know,
all the time.
But you like talking about it.
I do like talking because I think that's a I think it's a funny story.
It is a funny story.
But if I met Katy Perry and there was like nothing to talk about.
But you're not lying. This person frequently drops names of influential people that they know. They probably don't even really know them. Like you really met Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a liar.
No. I don't know. I get accused of that sometimes when I'm talking to like my old friends that, you know, do different things for a living.
Right. They're and like digging ditches and you're like meeting Katy Perry.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, it was like Kanye showed up and blah, blah. I'm like, oh, you like Kanye, you know?
Right,
I'm like, I'm
right.
trying to share a story with you on something that happened, but then I get a hard time about it.
Yeah, but this liar is more about just like keeping you at a distance. You're not meeting their family and they tell stories of half-truths. But I don't know how you don't slip into that. How do you don't slip into you just have to be careful when you start dating someone that because a lot of these people that we're talking about can be very seductive. They know how to manipulate people and they know how to get you into the relationship with them and they're actually dangerous. So I think like the person that you like flip over right away, everything's amazing, you're moving in together, there's a problem. In fact, I have a story that I wasn't going to tell. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but I'm going to tell a little of it.
All right.
So there's a woman that I know and I just heard this story yesterday. It's horrifying. She has two big dogs, like the big dogs.
Like bull massives almost.
Yeah, like the hugest dogs. She was dating this guy they fell madly in love within a month. And he moved in with her.
Yeah.
And one day he took her dog for a walk, one of her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night, the dog started having convulsions. And then the next day he took the next dog for the walk and the dog went missing.
What?
Come to find out, the first dog was fed a patty with a hamburger patty with antifreeze in it. He didn't like the dogs.
What?
Killed the dog. And the second dog was found behind a dumpster with sticks in his eyes.
What the F?
This is all true.
No way.
In a month. He killed her dogs.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It is real. It's true. Like, my friends were like, that's not true. And it's totally true.
Damn. Like, that's crazy.
So just watch out for the people who want when it moves quick. I don't think that it's ever a good idea to move in together after a month.
Yeah. That's insane.
I know. Isn't that sad? Okay.
People are sick, man.
People are sick in the world.
That's crazy because it's kind of.
Do a background check.
I mean, it is kind of hard to. You know, get a vibe like that. Some people, you know, you can't even tell at all. Some you get a vibe right away. You're like, okay, this person's kind of freaky, you know? But yeah, it's scary, man.
It is scary. Love is blind. That's what my mom always said. Love is blind. And what they mean by love is blind is that think we're so in love and our hormones are racing and the serotonin, and you can't actually see that this person is insane.
And if a girl says, yeah, I'm kind of crazy, she's telling you straight
up,
she is crazy. If a girl says that, yeah, she's crazy. If a guy says, oh, you know, I get crazy sometimes, that's a warning sign right there.
People
don't
tell
like,
you who they are. You just have to listen.
Yeah. Don't just like let it just blow on by. If they say that, it's like, hey, you know.
Right.
Maybe this is not a person I want
to. That's true. People will tell you who they are. You just have to listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we've got the serial dater. This type of dater is barely out of one relationship and looking for another. They hate being by themselves and seek companionship at virtually every waking hour. They seek to get into a long-term relationship very quickly. The relationships are usually short-lived as they haven't dealt with why the last relationship didn't work or the one before that. There is always something wrong with the last partner and it's never their fault. They will look to have a commitment from you quickly and appear to be extremely caring, giving, interested in you and your dreams. However, when they feel they have secured the relationship, they become quite dismissive of you and what you're trying to communicate. So just watch out for the person who's moving from relationship to relationship and moves too quickly. Okay, that's what we got for you today.
What?
Okay, thanks everyone. Anything else you want to talk about? Oh, I know. I was going to say that one more thing is, yesterday was Mother's Day, right?
Yes.
And
I tried calling my mom twice. She didn't pick up, but she called me after.
Oh, good. I'm glad you talked to your mom.
Oh, no. I didn't get a chance to talk to her. Yet.
Okay.
I was flying.
So it made me think, well, I talked to my mom. I said, happy Mother's Day. And I was kind of freaking out because I was telling about the TV show. But do you know that we've had this age-old debate about how women don't perform oral sex on men once they
get married?
Get married. Okay, well, there's this product called Mask, MASQUE. It's like a Listerine strip that masks the taste of semen.
Mm-hmm.
And for some women, It's the tastes associated with fellatio that can make oral sex less than enjoyable. So they take this mask strip, and it remains active for 15 minutes and finishes with a cool minty note. Comes in 4 flavors, chocolate, strawberry, mango, and watermelon. And the goal of mask is to bring you and your partner closer together inside the bedroom and out. And I have a bunch of them in my office. They taste awesome. And seriously, I have a lot of friends like this that just don't like it. And if it is the taste at all that you don't like, just pop the strip in. It masks just, the taste of semen.
Do they have tequila yet?
No tequila flavor, but I'll put it a request. So right, thanks, cool. Everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.